Hi, it's Eric, and this is the Eric in the Morning with Melissa and Whip podcast, featuring highlights from our show on 101.9 FM, The Mix, WTMX Chicago.
This is very popular. Hey, I was wondering question. I received it from several people, but Paul is the one that ended up on top of the list here, so he gets the credit for it. Hey, Eric, I was wondering, now that ex-Governor Rod Blagojevich slash Blago is back home, I don't know if you heard that happen this week.
Yeah,
there
was much very little coverage.
Yeah. Do you think he'll change his hair color back to black, back in black? Rod Blagojevich.
Hi, this is Governor Rod Blagojevich on the Eric Show on The Mix. Yep. Thanks for listening.
Right.
You got good taste.
You got good taste. All right. All right. I don't know if you do or not, but anyway. Do you think he'll go back to black? I don't know that he can.
I think that he's wearing it. Oh, hello, AC/DC. I think he's wearing it as a battle scar. Look what happened. I was in prison. I was persecuted. Yeah. I was put upon, and look what they did to me. But I'm stronger than ever kind of thing.
That might be the case.
And like before prison, after prison look.
Yeah, I believe that.
I could see that probably being the case. But, you know, that wears off as well, too.
I think maybe he thinks this new gray look is edgy.
No, I think that he would really deep down inside love to go back to jet black, coal black hair.
Yeah.
But he knows that the second he does that.
Yeah.
Then it comes, obviously, that everybody's going to notice right away. And I think he thought for the longest time we didn't know he was doing that. Although you didn't know.
I didn't know either.
You guys didn't know that he was coloring his hair?
It just never occurred to me, I guess. Yeah, I guess if you would have asked me, I would have said, oh, I guess he is old enough. He probably is. But I never thought about it.
Jet black hair.
Yeah.
Some people want it, within like 2 weeks it grows out and you'll see, because he's white.
Uh-huh.
Like you'd see that streak of white where the hair part is.
Yeah.
I never noticed that on him.
But he still has
a ton
of that hair. You got to give him credit for that. And
I guess
there is some Far Northwest Suburban Shampoo Company who, when he went to prison, did a big thing about his hair.
Yeah.
This thing is going to effing glow. Hair or something like that.
Effing golden?
Yeah, because that was it. Effing golden.
That's his signature phrase.
That was his phrase.
Right?
So they had a thing, and then, obviously that went away for the past 8 years, and I heard a story. They're trying to push him back into an endorsement.
Oh, he's going to take it.
Yeah.
Well,
he needs to get the job. He's got 60 days. Did you know that? To gain full-time employment as a part of his release.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, you have to be employed to get out of
jail? Well, everybody's, every little
conditions.
Commutation or pardon is different, but the rules of this commutation that President Trump put out to him, if you read it, he's got to get a full-time job in like 60 days. He's got to do all these different things.
Wow, that's awesome. On that list.
Yeah, he can't leave this part of Illinois, the northern part of Illinois, without clearance ahead of time. Like he couldn't go up to Wisconsin.
Anyway.
I'm sure right now he doesn't care.
That kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So.
I bet you he's weighing his pundit offers right now anyway.
For sure. For sure. He'll gain full-time employment probably next week.
Yeah.
As a full-time AM radio person.
That too. Maybe both.
Well, he's got good taste. 312-233-1019. Exciting news. Violetta bought herself a fixer-up condo.
Yeah.
A fixer-upper. We're offering advice right now. The one piece of advice that you would give as a homeowner to a first-time new homeowner, what would it be? Do you have something, Melissa?
I do. I don't want to steal anybody's ideas.
Oh, you want to wait? Okay.
Right. Okay.
Like for example, Doreen says what?
Get a good lawn service, guys.
Get a good lawn service. You got a lawn?
No.
No lawn, so she's okay there.
No need.
I wish.
Also, very important, Adam.
Get as good or bad.
One more time there, Adam.
Get to know your neighbors, good or bad.
Get to know your neighbors.
I know. I'm kind of dreading that.
Good or bad. Why are you dreading it?
I don't like
talking
to people.
They could be lovely people. They might be lovely. 312-233-1019. And number three, Brett.
It's a marathon, not a sprint, when you prioritize things to do.
Aha. It's a marathon, not a sprint, when you're trying to prioritize
things.
Okay. Tied with, running in direct contrast with what we just heard, Denise, you say what?
Don't make eye contact with your neighbors.
That's what I think I'm going to try.
Yeah. All right. At number two, we have a tie as well. At number two. Well, which is funny that it's number two, because, Daniel, you tell her what?
Do not try to save money by buying cheap toilet paper.
Don't save money buying cheap toilet paper. Buy the good stuff.
Okay.
That'll come in handy at number one, the number two, in just a second. Because tied at number two, Tim.
Hi. If you have extra cash to put towards your mortgage, pay around $100 each time extra, you will pay your house off in around
9 years faster.
Yeah, that's true. Nine years faster.
That's
you'll
it?
Pay
just
it
by $100 extra?
Yeah, look at the time you'll take off your mortgage.
You almost sound like a mortgage guy.
And then finally, in at number one, valuable first-time homeowner advice is what, Kyle?
Buy a plumber before you need a plumber.
There you go. Yep. Yep.
Oh, no.
Buy a plunger before you need a plunger.
At some point, you will have to use it.
Right. Yeah. And you want to have it. You don't want to go, oh, man, I got to go out and get it now.
Yeah.
That's great advice, Kyle.
That's so true.
Yeah. Buy a plunger before you need a plunger.
And learn where your water shutoff is, too. It sounds weird, but that's going to come in handy
at
some point.
We're still in the plunger story. You're actually giving valuable advice.
Oh, sorry. Well, all that. In case the plunging.
You took all the steam out of Kyle right there. And actually, know where the water shutoffs are.
Well,
and
I thought it was related.
Interest rates each month and compare them.
I was piggybacking on the plunger.
Yes. Speaking to 10 of you, asking you a question on the air, you're completely anonymous. You might find this a little bit shocking. I know I did. We'll see if this is possible. I'm going to ask Violetta the question right now. You ready, Violetta?
Yes.
I would like to know, do you know what day your taxes are due?
So I always ask for an extension, so it doesn't matter because I don't know the date. I think it's in April. Mm-hmm. I'm going to take a guess here, and I think it's right. April 17th?
Britt.
Yeah.
Hi, do you know when taxes are due?
April 15th?
That is exactly right.
Oh, dang it.
That is exactly right. The reason I brought this up, though, is because a poll that was just released said, maybe because everybody's living like Violetta, a third of Americans have no idea when their taxes are due. Mm. No clue whatsoever. A third of us.
Are you kidding?
No idea.
I get a guy to do them.
It's very easy to find out.
There's probably quite a few that do, but it used to be April 15th was burned in people's brains.
Right.
And remember, they used to, before you could file online and do TurboTax, although Bloomberg doesn't do that, as we've learned.
Right.
TurboTax.
Yeah.
Before all that, they would always have a news crew out at midnight at the post office.
The downtown post office.
All the cars line up to mail in their taxes.
Wow.
That was fun.
A third of Americans have no idea when their taxes are due. We spoke to 10 unsuspecting Eric in the Morning listeners and just asked that question. Hey, what day are taxes due? Do you know? What percentage do you think didn't know?
Didn't know?
Did not know.
2%.
30% didn't know.
I think everybody knew.
Everybody knew is exactly right.
Oh, everybody did know.
Thank God. And that is timely because this year you can get a tax refund on an Amazon gift card.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, the IRS is putting that together for you.
Money
Magazine says H&R Block is allowing customers to receive their federal tax refunds on Amazon.com gift cards.
Oh, Amazon is ruling
the world. Look at that. You're Amazon.com. It's time to find out what's trending on Twitter with our social media director, Mel D. I didn't steal anything there, did I?
No, you're
all
good.
Right. Okay. All right, Mel D in at number three.
Okay, so we're coming up to Leap Day next week, and there's a town in Michigan that's gaining a ton of attention right now. The township of Hell, Michigan, with the population of 70.
You know what she just did? I tried to steal from Mel D and failed. She just stole from me.
Oh.
Just like that. Yeah. I turned around and she picked my pocket for Story Friday.
Karma.
That's true. Yeah. All right, keep going.
All right, well, it's a cool story. It's trending everywhere right now. So this opportunity is for couples who are looking to get married on Leap Day, February 29th. So if you want to have that happen, it's going to happen in Hell, Michigan at 2:29 on February 29th. So it's totally free. It's pretty cold over there, but the town says that the ceremony will take place no matter what the weather is. So if you're interested in getting a free wedding ceremony, they'll accept 29 couples on February 29th in Hell, Michigan.
Get married in Hell. That's nice. Trending on Twitter number two.
Okay, Twitter wants to know if you would pay $26 for a box of cereal.
No.
So a new cereal from General Mills is catching everybody by surprise. They launched a new cereal called Morning Summit. So why is it so expensive? It's basically a cereal that's going to have the most premium of almonds, coconuts, pumpkin seeds, a ton of healthy stuff, but there's a whole battle on Twitter right now.
Where's the sugar and the preservatives? I need some of that.
Those coloring
tastes good. Yeah, I guess it's really healthy. But
I'm going Lucky Charms.
That's the way to go. But everybody on Twitter is saying that $26 is too much, and there's a whole battle on if $26 is worth it or not.
Too much fiber. Trending on Twitter, number one.
Okay, BTS NYC Takeover is trending right now since the K-pop group is in New York.
Which is also a delicious cereal.
K-pop.
You ever had K-pop?
Special K-pop is the better one.
It's tremendous.
Yeah, so they're going to perform on the Today Show, and they'll do a live interview this morning. This comes after their big news that they dropped an album.
Don't watch it. Nobody cares. Don't watch it.
You can watch it, like, tonight on YouTube.
Yeah, catch it on Twitter. They released a new album called Map of Soul 7. It's kind of crazy that right now, the top 15 things trending worldwide include something to do with BTS.
Wow.
They are taking over.
Wow. I can't wait.
Sure.
I love that stuff.
I'm sure you're going
to
go.
If I could get BTS right back-to-back with the Tones and I, that's a good day for me. Hang on, Dee Dee. It's going to be worth it. Because as of right now, everybody thinks they're Melissa.
Hmm? No, you think so?
I am not the a-hole in this relationship. Not me. It's definitely him or her. Everybody thinks they're Melissa. Only Dee Dee thinks that she's me.
Oh.
Only Dee Dee's willing to own it. And for that... That's right. For owning the a-holeness, she's going to get a prize.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
For being the one that goes, yes, I'm self-aware enough and comfortable enough admitting it. Yes, I am, in fact, that person.
Okay, fair enough.
Look at this. That's right. Hi, Dee Dee.
Hi, how are you today?
Great. So when I was reading that list of the painfully honest signs that it might be you that's the a-hole in your relationship, did all of those resonate with you?
All but the last one is 100% me.
Really? So you will say you're sorry that was the last one, but the other ones...
Yeah. Sometimes.
All right, let's go through these, Dee Dee. You never use the phone as a phone. True or false?
Well, I use it in the car when I call you guys.
That's about it. All right. You spend more time looking at your screen than at his face.
100%.
All right. You're always under the influence of something.
Always.
All right. You only want to get down...
Narcotics.
That's right. You only want to get down, but never go out.
Yeah.
All right. You assume you're non-monogamous, but you've never actually confirmed it.
I'm married, but that's
still a lie. What does that really mean
anymore? You're best friends with your ex.
Absolutely.
Okay. You never say I love you. All right. And you never say I'm sorry.
No, I don't.
There we go. We got it.
And she's married.
There she is.
All right.
Yeah. Well, every relationship has to have one. Like Whip was saying, 51-49 maybe, but somebody has to be, right?
Right, but I thought maybe somebody would just have, like, a couple of those, not all of them.
Maybe this is another angle when a bride and groom, you know, have a tight budget and, you know, they're looking for you to help out. What do you think of this story?
Okay.
Bride and groom expect guests to sit through timeshare presentation as part of destination wedding.
Ooh.
So they've got a destination wedding and you pay to go down, and they're like, we also need you to sit through a timeshare, because if we can get all however many of you to sit through, we get everything for free.
Right.
That's interesting.
Would you do it, Melissa? One of your friends asks you to come to a destination wedding and then spring on you, by the way, I'm going to need you to sit through the timeshare presentation.
Oh my gosh, I would not want to do that.
You would not want to, but the question was, would you?
I probably would.
Yeah. How about you, Violetta?
No.
You ever seen one of those presentations? They know what they're doing.
Yeah, I'll sure.
High pressure sales.
Oh,
absolutely.
Boy.
They won't let you leave that room until you pretty much commit.
Right, till you own something.
Right.
Yeah, my parents made us sit through that. We were in the Bahamas, and I could see the ocean. I'm like, but I want to go to the water.
Yeah,
and
you had to
like,
sit there for
down.
2 hours.
They make a good case.
2 hours, like all day.
Right. Yeah,
but then
it's hard to get out of that
room.
Then
you get to walk out with your $100.
They pay you $100 to do it?
Yeah, sometimes. Well, we walked out with a very big bill that we had to pay for like 25
years.
Leave
it to Melissa to find the timeshare where they pay you.
Wow.
Absolutely.
Who never heard of that?
Yeah, and a bottle of tequila.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I'm surprised you don't go do it more than
that. They make you drink while you're listening
to the presentation.
You don't
actually go there for the timeshare presentation. I have a friend, he and his wife, they'd just gotten married, and... this is like 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And they were on their honeymoon and got caught in one of those presentations.
Yeah.
And he tells a great story. He's like, because, you know, they keep presenting and, you know, keep plying us with drinks. And he's like, his wife at that time, you know, his new wife, it had like 3 tequilas and kept going, I think this sounds really great.
I bet.
And he's like, they can hear your really loud whisper. He's right here. And so he kept trying to get out of it.
Really?
Saying, no, you know, we appreciate the time. We're gonna think about it. We're gonna take a pass. You know, they keep kicking up the pressure. And finally, his wife goes, I think we should do it. He's like, he can hear you, but we're not going to do it. To which she announced, I have my own money. I'll do it.
Oh, my God.
And he's like, no, it's actually our money now. It's not your money.
That is so funny.
Yeah.
Did she do it?
Yeah, they did, and they've never been.
Exactly. That's what happens.
10 years. I don't think they've been one time, he told me.
That's awesome.
That's part of the whole deal.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
You know, interestingly enough, I was going to use this story to lead into a second bride story I've got coming up. We'll share that with you here in a second. But I'm curious, have any of you fallen for the timeshare pitch? And how many times have you used it?
Mm.
And did any of you also get $100 and a bottle of tequila?
I never heard of that. Totally.
Really?
Yeah. I did. It was, maybe that one was Vegas? You must be signed up then. You don't even know.
Yeah, no? You probably own a condo in Vegas that you don't even know about.
Nope.
That they somehow got direct deposit from us here. They're taking it right out of your check. You didn't even realize it.
Right, yeah.
You didn't even know.
I think I sat through one in Aruba.
Did
too.
You?
Yeah.
You've got a few of them then.
Mm-hmm.
The Eric in the Morning with Melissa and Whip podcast. Downloadable every weekday. This is 101.9 FM, The Mix, on the web at WTMX.com and via podcast.
Hi, it's Eric, and this is the Eric in the Morning with Melissa and Whip podcast, featuring highlights from our show on 101.9 FM, The Mix, WTMX Chicago. Bride hands guest brutal note for not following wedding attire etiquette. A woman, a bride, handed one of her guests, her female guests, a note that read, "It was an honor to share the entitlement of wearing a white dress with you. Best wishes."
Whoa. Ooh, she was ticked.
Yeah. Many people on the Facebook post are calling her petty. Do you think that was petty or not? You know, the old rule, the bride wears white, nobody else should wear white to the wedding. At least that's what they say. This guest obviously didn't follow that unofficial rule, and the bride let her have it in a very passive-aggressive way.
I mean, I wouldn't wear white.
Do you think back to the question, the bride
is
being called petty. Do you think it's petty of her to feel that way?
I don't really think so. I don't feel like you should wear white. That's, I don't know.
So the bride wasn't petty in doing what she did, handing her the note and saying that?
Well, I think that part is petty, but not feeling.
So she was.
Well, handing the note is like taking it too far, so that's kind of petty.
Violetta, you don't agree?
Don't do it. It is your wedding day. You can do whatever you want.
You can send everybody passive-aggressive notes.
Yeah, she should have called her out on the mic. Please come on up here and share the stage with me if you decided to wear a white dress on my wedding day.
No,
I don't like being confrontational.
Yeah,
well,
either.
It's your day. I'll kick her out of there. Yeah. Get out. Oh, my God.
Roll her right out.
Are you kidding me? Wear white like... That's rude.
It is rude, but...
312-233-1019. All right, so you got a bride that asked guests to sit through a timeshare presentation as part of a destination wedding. You got a bride who hands a guest a brutal note for not following the wedding attire etiquette. Those are two brides. Share with us the third. 312-233-1019. You experienced it. You'll never guess what this bride did. What'd you see a bride do once? Specifically the bride.
Yeah.
You went to a wedding and thought, wow, I have never seen that before. That's brand new stuff right there. 312-233-1019. You'll never guess what this bride did. What did she do? You saw it. You were a firsthand witness to it. You were there. 312-233-1019. Hi, Sarah.
Hi.
Hi. What did you witness?
When I was on my wedding day, my mother-in-law, I didn't see her until I walked down the aisle, and she was wearing white.
There you go, the mother-in-law in white.
Did you kick her out?
Yeah, like Violetta, did you call her up on stage and throw her ass out? We're going to roll you.
Had I known then what I know now, I certainly would have.
She sounds like a lovely woman.
Yeah, I don't know what she was thinking. I know what she was thinking.
Exactly.
Well, then there's this, another bride. Hi, Chris.
Hi.
Hi, what did you witness?
So at my wedding, I was the bride. I saw a friend of my husband's and her boyfriend kind of canoodling in the hallway, and I went up to them, and it turns out he had just proposed. So I thought that was lovely because it was a night of love. So I had the DJ play a special song for them, and they had a special dance.
So it didn't bother you?
I was fine with it. However, my friends and my family were going insane. And to this day, it's been almost 10 years, that
they still say, I remember that, and I can't believe she stole your moment. And I'm like, he didn't. It was lovely.
Oh, so you're a very understanding person.
They did it quietly in a hallway.
Very understanding person. But then they come back in and tell everybody.
Yeah, why would you do that? You can find another time to propose.
I do think there should be another time. Don't get me wrong, but...
Look at that. Hey, Allie, saw a bride do it. What did you witness?
I was a guest at a wedding, and as the bride was walking down the aisle, she detoured, ran at me, and pulled out of, I think, her bouquet, a pocket knife, and said, hey, you left this at my house New Year's Eve. I found it in my house.
What? You left the pocket knife at my house on New Year's Eve?
And I just wanted to get it back to you now. I thought about it on the way down here.
Yeah, and it was that weird Frank Lloyd Wright church in Oak Park, so it was all like, it's not a straight aisle, it's all kind of curvy. I mean, it's beautiful, but it's definitely curvy and weird. And
the whole story's weird.
A little architecture talk on Friday morning.
Middle of the bride walking down the aisle. She's handing you your Swiss Army knife you left at that out of control New Year's Eve party.
Oh my gosh.
Well, that's sweet.
Okay.
All right. Hi there. You saw a bride do it, Christine.
Hey, I love you guys.
Thank you.
We received the wedding invitation as per the bride's request. Mm-hmm. We were only allowed to wear certain colors to the wedding.
For pictures.
So they alerted you ahead of time, but you're a guest at the wedding.
We're the guest.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
How did you feel about that?
Well, I thought it was a little presumptuous. I'm like, okay, like it was only black, no white, gray, muted colors, no bright colors at all.
Uh-huh.
So
was it like a winter evening wedding, something like that, all black tie?
No, it was in the summer.
In the summer.
I don't know what she's thinking. Yeah, she's crazy. Yeah. Did you get your pocket knife back from her on the way out? All right, you left this knife at my house.
Oh, my gosh.
I had it stashed in my bouquet. You never know what could happen.
I think so. I think I do now that you gave the hint.
That one helped?
Yes.
All right. 56% of people say a sign of true love is knowing what about your partner. I don't think Taylor Swift knows. You know what? Now I take that. She probably does. Yeah, she probably actually. Yeah, I'm gonna guess she demanded it probably.
Jeez.
What would that be? 312-233-1019. Carrie.
Number of past lovers.
Number of past lovers. No.
You'll never know that answer.
Oh boy.
That's what I thought.
That's a great answer, Carrie. But that's not it. You thought it was that?
I did.
Oh. No. Sign of true love is knowing what about your partner, Laura.
The password of their phone.
Exactly right. Phone passcode.
Aha. Uh-huh.
We would have also accepted Facebook password. They basically tied. It's a sign of true love if you know that. If you don't, well, then it's not true love.
I think it's super shady when people try to hide stuff like that.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. You think so?
Oh, yeah.
It's probably never a good reason. I mean, if you're with the person, you know, unless it's to a stranger, you hide it, but...
I would assume you would hide it for a stranger.
Right, right, right.
There are a lot of people exposing their Facebook passwords to strangers.
Probably not.
I don't know you, but I feel like I owe you this much.
Yeah, that'd be a bad idea.
Yeah. 56% of people. It's virtual chai. The phone passcode or the Facebook password. Like, do you think Taylor Swift has Joe Alwyn's phone passcode?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
Yeah, you think that he voluntarily gave that up or there was a demand made?
Looked over his shoulder and you try to watch closely.
He doesn't have hers, though. He does not have hers.
No way.
No.
No way. No. How else is she supposed to hide all those messages from John Mayer?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
312-233-1019. So, sign of true love that you should know their phone passcode or their Facebook password. But in relationships, it's interesting the number of things that you really don't know about the other person.
Yeah.
What do you not know about them that you probably should? You know, like you've been dating him for 6 years and you're not 100% convinced you know all the names of his siblings. Well, you probably should.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But you're not sure. That sister, is it Mary? Is it Stephanie? You're not really sure.
Right.
Or, like, you know, my mom never knew how much money my dad made.
That's what I thought the answer was, how much money you have in the bank account.
Mom never knew.
Yeah.
And didn't care.
Right.
Well, Joe
doesn't know that about Taylor either.
No way. He can speculate. She doesn't even know how much
money
she
made. Well, that's true. She can't even count it all.
Right. Like, my mom, I'm pretty much convinced, wasn't 100% certain what my dad did for a living.
Really?
oh.
Now that I think about it, I'm not 100% convinced I know what my dad did for a living.
He left and he came back every day, and that was enough.
I know he left in a suit, and he came home in a suit. Yeah. I don't know.
Okay, same
suit.
Could have
been working in accounting or loan sharking. I don't know. Could have been anything. Whip.
Yes.
Okay, let's do this. You know, this is the obvious one we've been using. Your wife.
Yeah.
When's her birthday?
January 8th.
Okay, that's good. Your wife, what's her middle name?
Lynn.
Is it spelled with an E on the end or not?
No, I hope not. No, it's not. It's not.
What did she get you for Christmas?
Oh, crap.
There you go.
Man, I got to really think about this. Some shirts.
You don't know that.
Are you just guessing?
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. You're not 100% certain, right?
Really nice shirts.
Yeah. Your mother-in-law, when's her birthday?
Oh, my God. September or October. Maybe both.
Could probably be both.
Both.
Yeah.
Definitely
both.
Yeah. Your father-in-law,
yes.
What is his middle name?
Oh, my God.
You're getting deeper, though.
That's true.
I'm just testing.
Oh, Lord. Hold on.
All right, well, then try this one.
I don't think I know.
Your wife's grandmother's first name.
Holy cow. Those I do not know.
There you go. Grandfather.
No.
They're just grandma and grandpa. They don't have first
names.
That's
true. No, those I don't know.
How about her favorite relative?
Favorite relative? Probably her Aunt Jan.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you
Aunt Jan's the best.
312-233-1019. Nick.
Morning.
You don't know, but you probably should.
I've been married for 4 years, together for 10 years, and I'm not sure if she's deathly allergic to anything.
That's important information to know. Yeah, you're rolling her into the emergency room going, load her up with some penicillin.
We're not sure what she's got.
She's like, no! No, please don't do that.
Oh, no.
Yeah, just load her up. What do you mean you're allergic to it? How did I not know that?
Oh, that's so
funny. Yeah, that's a good one. Hey, Anna.
Hi. Hi.
What do you not know about him? You probably should.
For 7 years, his parents still have to remind me when his birthday is.
That's valuable that they're around to do that.
I am surprised, but I know it's like a little...
Do you have a general idea of when that might be?
I know it's December. I just never remember if it's the 7th or the 12th.
Ah, yeah.
I wonder why that is. Like, why does your brain stop you from, like... Remembering
You just choose not to store it away for whatever reason, I guess, right?
Yeah.
I like the, I'm not 100% certain she's allergic to anything. I don't know. I brought home a bag of peanuts the other day.
It was weird.
Right, we had to call an ambulance. You would have thought I'd known that. Yoletta, how old were you in 2008? 12 years ago. Today's your birthday. It's simple, man. Throw it at me.
No, it's not simple. I was a sophomore in high school, so I was like 16. Was I 16?
Yeah, you were.
Okay.
Well done. Math-wise, that works.
Yeah. 12 years ago, Meldy.
I think I was in 7th grade, so...
Oh, my God, I feel so old.
Wait, no. Yeah, 7th grade, so...
I didn't realize
12?
This was going to be so tough.
12? 12?
Well,
should have warned them in advance.
That sounds about right, because the age when you'll discover your favorite band. What age do you think that is, Melissa? The age when you'll discover your favorite band.
You just said that's about right, so 12?
Nope, not 12, because then I would have said that was right.
Oh.
Okay, all right.
Whip?
Is it 13?
That is exactly right.
I would have also guessed 12, by the way.
The average participant recalled hearing their all-time favorite band for the first time at age 13.
That makes sense.
Well, which one was yours?
I love Bowling for Soup.
Bowling for Soup.
They're kind of like All-American Rejects.
Yeah.
They are a little bit.
They kind of are.
Them and Simple Plan, those are my jams. And still, if they're on, I'm like, oh, it takes me back.
But we don't even have Bowling for Soup in the computer anymore.
Life
which
After
is
Lisa is the
is,
best.
Yeah, really a
and
disappointment.
Good Charlotte?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Okay, no. Now, when you were 13, Meldy, which was basically around the time the All-American Rejects were coming out, what was the band that really stood out for you?
Probably the Jonas Brothers, because they released
Never heard of them.
Album in 2008.
No, not familiar with them.
They really disappeared.
Are they still around? I haven't even noticed.
Great comeback.
That was my first concert. I remember begging my parents to go to the Jonas Brothers.
When did Taylor Swift splash onto the scene?
It was around then.
Yeah, her Fearless album came out in like 2008 as well.
She was a teenager.
We should do like a test on her, like a quiz, and like see how much she knows.
I've worked in radio my whole life. I've been around music my whole life. I could never ever tell you the year an album came out.
Yeah,
of any artist who's ever recorded an album.
Is it your favorite one though?
Wouldn't matter. I couldn't tell you.
Really?
I like a lot of different things. I can't tell you like the phrase, well, her Fearless album came out in 2008. Who knows that stuff?
So even when you were, without even saying a year, but like, let's just think, if you were in college, like there wasn't some album that you and all your friends weren't excited about.
I'm certain there was, but I don't have it on that kind of recall.
Yeah.
Where I just go, oh, yeah, yeah. You know, U2's blank came out in blank.
I was thinking U2 Achtung Baby, because that's what I was just thinking. Well, everybody was like, I got to get that
out. What year did that come out? I don't know. I don't know, 90.
Right, I think it was 91, but I might be off by a year.
Right.
Or two.
See, I wouldn't have even, I wasn't even quite certain it was the early 90s.
Yeah.
It's very strange to me. Like, do you remember that stuff, Melissa? I bet you don't. Who's your favorite artist?
Fall Out Boy.
Fall Out Boys. Give me a Fall Out Boy album, Whip. I can't even get an album, and I love the guy. I don't even know an album, and I love him.
Right.
Fall Out Boys Evening Out With Your Girlfriend album. Melissa, came out in what year?
I was 20.
Show's over 10. You get no prize for getting this correct. I'm just looking for an answer.
2009?
2009. Good question. It took you so long to answer it, my phone actually shut off.
Come on.
I'm telling you the truth. 2003.
Oh, see?
The Eric in the Morning with Melissa and Whip podcast. Downloadable every weekday. This is 101.9 FM, The Mix, on the web at WTMX.com and via podcast.